Lamed Shvat, Thursday, the 19th of February, Rabbi Chaim Gross, Steps and Ladders in the Beis HaMikdash.
Not on the paper.
Good morning, Kodesh. Thank you for this opportunity. Rishus Chashav Kehila. If you look through any Mishnayos, you'll see, Leis Manda Panik, everyone agrees. You go to the went to the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash, there was for sure a kevesh, a ramp leading from the Ritzbas Hazara from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash to the Mizbeach. However, take a look through this week's parasha, the later parashas in the Torah, and you'll find nowhere in the Torah that says Tasu kevesh, kevesh Tasu, Tibnu kevesh. There's no passing of the Torah which says you have to build a kevesh, and yet no one disagrees. There was for sure a kevesh in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll see today together. It's a source of some controversy where exactly this kevesh came from. Our story doesn't begin in Parshas Truma. Our story begins in Parshas Yisro. The last passing in Parshas Yisro says the following thing: Lo sale b'malos amizbechi, asher lo sigale baschalav. Lo sale b'malos amizbechi. Don't, let's try and translate it literally, don't climb up to the mizbeach on steps. Don't take a ladder, put it next to the mizbeach and climb up. And if you do, seemingly you'll be over on a lav. The pasuk's mamshich and says, "Asher lo tigale avas chalav." Doing so, behechreah, per force, involves some kind of giving the erevah. You climb up with steps. We need to do a spot of simple analysis. We would say this pasuk is changing the life of the oved in the Beis HaMikdash by telling him what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. Don't climb up. It's being oiser a meiser. Now, there's a mechilta, a very important mechilta, which the Rishonim bring in connection with this pasuk, which says exactly that. It's very important we get to the bottom of this Mechilta. There's two opinions in the Mechilta. There's a Tana Kama and a Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Kama and the Mechilta ask the following question. He says, I understand from the phraseology of the Pasuk, Lo Sale B'malo, he says, an Issa Aliyah. You can't go up, you can't take steps up on a ladder on steps to the Mizbeach. That's Aliyah. You read them in Nayin. How do you know that you can't go down on steps either? It's a shayla from the Tana Kama and the Mechilta. The Tana Kama responds to his own shayla, and he says, if you look at the Zilbas HaTayim, if you look at the reason in the Pasuk, that the issue is Jibu Ereba, it should make no difference whether you go up or whether you go down. That's the Tana Kama and the Mechilta. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and the Mechilta, we have to know exactly what the Machlokes is, and says, I read the Kahanim were wearing something which would stop any real Gilui of the Ereba. All the Kahanim, basic big day Kahanim, was to wear Mechnasayim. So it can't be that the Pasuk is limiting only that type of action to be Megale Erev Mamash, because anyway there'd be no Gilui Ereva. Rather, says Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk's coming to usher even a hint of the type of movement which, in a different context, could be Megale Ereva, not just going up and down. Any type of Psir Gasa, the Pasuk's ushering. Because a Psir Gasa is the type of Psir, it's a type of movement which has a hint, a shmek, of an Ereva. Rather, says Rabbi Shmuel in the Mechilta, this is the second day in the Mechilta, you have to walk towards the Mizbeach, we'll say for now, Ekev atzad Goydel, Goydel atzad Ekev. I mean, you have to walk with your front toe next to your heel, and onwards on, you have to take those small steps. Some of you might be interested to know that the Mishnah, this is really a side issue, the Mishnah, the beginning of the second paragraph of Yuma, says that the Kohanim, before they started the Goyral, for the Trumas HaDeshen, were ratzin on the Mizbeach to see who would be Zeicher to do the Trumas HaDeshen. There the Rishonim ask, how could the Kohanim be ratzin? Hare, Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't take Psir Gasa, it has to be Eikev Tzad Goydel. However, as we saw, there's a Machlokes in the Mechilta, it's a Talon Kaman Rabbi Shmuel. Good to know, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis on the base, steamers like Gemara, seems to go like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara praises the son of Marta Bas Baitus. He was very, very strong. He was very strong because when he schlepped, when he took the Evarim onto the Kevesh in the morning, when he walked up the Kevesh, he walked Ekev Tzad Goydel. And it's harder, says Rashi, when you're carrying something heavy, this resonates, it's harder when you're carrying something heavy to move slowly than it is to run fast. So it seems like the Stimus HaGemara is like Rabbi Shmuel. But again, for our purposes, if we just take a step back and look at what the Pasuk, with the Mechilta is telling us, it seems that the Pasuk with the Mechilta is being Oiser and Maisa Aliyah. Don't go up, don't go towards the Mizbeach, according to the Tana Kama, with stairs and steps or a ladder. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, any type of Psir Gasa towards the Mizbeach is a problem, which means according to the Tanakhama, but Pashtus, if you put a ladder on any side of the Mizbeah, you'd be over on the Issa. And according to Mishmar, even if, let's say, you lowered some kind of horizontal structure and you ran onto the Mizbeah, using that, you'd also be over on the Issa. That the Pashtus is Oyner from the Pasuk with the Mechilta and the two layers inside there. The Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam and the Hilchot is based on Mechira, seems to pass like the Tanakhama, whereas the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah seems to pass like Rabbi Shmuel. But the Rambam, Rishonim, take on like Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah's Love in Pay, says that brings the Halacha like Rabbi Shmuel. Anyone who's Mafsia, a Psia Gasa, again, I'll phrase this carefully, towards him is Beach, he's over in a love, and he gets Malkus. Okay, that seems like we said to confirm all that we see in Zifar. Stephen said, Gemara's like Mishmar, that's Psak of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah. He's over on a love, a Pashta love on a Maisa of being Ole or taking Psir Gasa towards the Mizbeach. So far, so good. But as you can probably tell, the story does not end here. So we have in this week's Parsha a Rashi in the middle of Truma, and it's not all of us might necessarily get to this Rashi. It's Chaf Zayin Hey. It's one of those very long Rashis in the middle of Truma about the Binyan HaMishkan, and it's actually speaking about something which doesn't say the Pasuk. Yeah? Those are the tricky Rashis, right? So in the middle of this Rashi, an innocuous couple of lines in the Rashi, Rashi says the following thing, which again we might try to pass our way through. The Brisker Rob was open on this Rashi, and last what he said was a Kusha Nora on the Rashi. The Rashi says the following thing. Rashi is discussing the structure of the base of Mikdash. Rashi asks the question, Rashi says, the Kevesh, Shayu Oilin Boy. This Kevesh, which they were going up to the Mizbeach in, Afar Pishlo Pirishu Binin Zer, it's not specified anywhere in the Torah, says Rashi, there's such a thing as a Kevesh, which we all know, everyone knows they were Oilin the Kevesh. Where does it say this in the Torah? It says Rashi, Kvash Shamanu Parshas Mizbeach Adam Atah Seli. The Mekor for this Kevesh, we already heard in Parshas Yisro. Mizbeach Adam Atah Seli is the beginning of the small section which we read the passage from at the end of Yisro. We already heard about this Kevesh there. Why it says, Lo Saleh B'Mailus. Rashi says, a screamer. Lamanu Shahayanu Kevesh. From that Pasuk in Yisro, we learned that there's a Kevesh in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. We know the existence, the Makor for a Kevesh in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, is in the Pasuk in Yisro. Good. Good Rashi. My Rekomus. Send the Brisker up. Hang on a second. As we've emphasized ourselves a few times this morning, the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yisro was nothing to do with the Binyan HaMizbeach, the Binyan HaMishkan. The Pshat in the Pasuk in Yisro, as Paskin by the Rambam, and seems to be Mavur in the Mechilta, is it's being Oiser, a particular Maisa, an action you cannot do in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. And all of a sudden, Rashi, a little Rashi in Truma, comes and tells us that the Pasuk in Yisro is not speaking about actions. It wasn't speaking about action, it was speaking about construction. It was a Pasuk telling you how to build the Mishkan. Says the Brisker Rav, how can you get that from the Pasuk? The Pasuk is telling you what to do, not what to build, and not how to build. The Rambam Pasuk says, it's an Issa Lav with Malkus. And all of a sudden, Rashi tells us, if you want to know how to construct the Mizbeach, go and look at the Pasuk in Yisro. He's Marav Klein, we've got nothing, the Pasuk in Yisro has nothing to do with the construction of the base of the Mizbeach. A Kashi from the Brisker Rav. Now, like many things in Kodshim, had the Brisker Rav not opened our eyes to this topic, no one might be speaking about it. We'll see in the end, he says a big chiddush to Miyashev this kasha. We'll see in the end if we have time, Malahakshis on his Mahalach. But in the meantime, that's Brisker Rav's first kasha. How did Rashi say that we get from a pasuk in Yisro, which is speaking about Maisim and actions, and then about the construction of the Mizbeach? Elamai, you can work out if this is one question or two questions. Elamai, you'll tell me that it's already the same inyan, because the solution to the Issa to be Oileb Amalus to the Mizbeach, to climb up with rungs, is to build a kevesh. Build a nice, smooth kevesh, and you can get around the problem of climbing up with a ladder. Meaning, albeit, you'll tell me, that the pasuk in Yisro is telling us about actions that you cannot do, Rashi's wise enough to know what the solutions are to that action. The solutions are to that problem. Problem is, don't climb up, and the solution is, okay, I'll build a nice, smooth kevesh. 60 numbers wide, 32 numbers long. So if you think about it, if they're talu yuhabaha, meaning the Issa to climb, and the chiv to build a talu habaha, it's not a good enough job. You only did a quarter of a job. Why not? Because our good friend Reuben, who's going around the base of Mikdash towards the Mizbeach, he can still, even after you build the ramp, if you think about it, so he'll put the ramp, Betzad Darim, on the southern side of the Mizbeach, he'll put the kevesh there, Very nice. It doesn't stop anyone being over on the Issa. You've still got three other sides that our friend Reuben could go around and climb up to Mizbeach with. So if you're going to tell me that the problem was an Issa Aliyah and the solution is the Kevesh, is not a good solution. It's only solves a quarter of the issue. There's still three other sides left on the Mizbeach which you climb up with a ladder with. So where did Rashi get, again, Shub Kasha, where did Rashi get from the Pasuk in Yisroi, there's a chiyuv to build a Kevesh? The Pasuk in Yisroi is speaking about actions. Rashi is speaking about Hilchos Binyan. How did he get that? If you tell me, no, really the Pasuk is speaking about actions, it's just Rashi telling us the solution to the problematic action. Haray, we just machashven, that's not a good solution. It only solves a quarter of the problem. Not straight to the wrong. Kasha. Good. So Rashi will turn around and tell you, could turn around, so to speak, and tell you, don't blame me. It's not my fault. Rashi and Truma is Messiah. After the Rashi reads now, Rashi says, "Lamadnu shadu kevesh." Rashi's Messiah. Kach shaninu b'mechilta. Says Rashi, this is not my fault. Go and look in the Mechilta, and you see the Mechilta itself. The Mechilta itself says that you have to build a kevesh. Now, the bit of the beginning of cheating, the bit of the Mechilta which we quoted at the beginning, doesn't say anything about a kevesh. There was 2 days. Just remember, there was a Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel. Tanakama said, there's not just an Issa Aliyah, there's also an Issa Yerida. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, actually, you can't even do anything which has got a Shmek of the Gedui Erva. You can't even take a Psir Gasa. But the beginning of the Mechilta said the following thing. The beginning of the Mechilta, actually, if you read it, we went straight into the middle of the Mechilta. The beginning of the Mechilta says, Mikan Amru, Ase Kevesh Lemizbeach, Ase Kevesh Lemizbeach. The Mechilta actually says at the beginning, before the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel, from here we see a chiv to build a Kevesh. So Rashi will say, Rashi is my remakum to the Mechilta. Says Kashani the Mechilta. Not his fault. It's already based, well, founded in the Mechilta. Fine. So if you actually look at the Brisker Robin side, it's at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Bechira. If you look there carefully, you'll see you can make the Cheshbonis yourself based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Samach Beis. The Rav shows why his Kasha is a stronger Kasha on Rashi than it is on the Mechilta, even though Rashi himself is Mari Machman to the Mechilta. But for our purposes, with our limited time, we'll stick, whether it's a kasha on Rashi or a kasha on the Mechilta, Lemaisa, all we've done is up the stakes. The Mechilta itself starts off by saying, from here you see, there's a chiyuv to build a kevesh, and then goes on to start to speak about the action. So you'll tell me, maybe, enachinami, mikri yetev neb shutai, maybe Rashi and the Mechilta understand that even though the pasuk, the pashtus, seems to be speaking about those things you're not allowed to do, really the pasuk speaking about construction. At a squeeze and a stretch, we could say, even though the Pashtus is that it's speaking about those actions which are Asa B'Lav, really it's actually speaking about construction. We can squeeze and change the topic. But if you think about it, Rabbi Yisrael, make a cheshbon. The Mechilta we quoted earlier on was very clear that the Noisa, the topic of the Mechilta, was not construction. Again, even if the Mechilta starts off by saying, we can't Amru, Ase Kevesh Lemizbeach, that was the beginning of the Mechilta, the Mechilta carries on. We had a Tanakama, don't forget them, and Rabbi Shmuel, Tanakama Rabbi Shmuel. Tanakam was clear that the problem was the problem with actions. Aliyah Shamanu, you read the Minayin. And Rabbi Shmuel was very clear, you can't be Mafsia, a Psia Gasa. So the Mechilta itself is Mukach, and the Hemshech of the Mechilta, quoted at the beginning, that the problem is a problem with actions. So even if the beginning sounds like you're speaking about construction, how did you get from construction to action in the middle of the Mechilta? Good. So we're back still with our two problems, as the Rav asked. How did you get from action to construction? That's Aleph. And basically, you're going to tell me that Lo'olam, the Pasuk speaking about an Issa Lav, it's just the solution is build a Kevesh, as we demonstrated beforehand. This is the Rav's second Kasha, as we demonstrated beforehand, it's not really a proper solution. If it's Halu Habaha, you only gave me a quarter of the four solutions that I needed. That's the Kasha from the Brisker Rav. So now, he says, in his Miyashim, this Kasha, with a very big Chiddush, we started off, we made a Pashta Kriya, the Pasuk. We said, any cheder kid will tell you, share this pasuk in Yisro, what's the pasuk telling you not to do? Take a ladder, put it next to Mizbeach, and climb up. A young kid will tell you, that's Pasha Pshat in the pasuk. And that seems to be the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah said that even a Psir Gasa going towards Mizbeach is a problem. The Brisker Rav is Mechadesh, the following astounding chiddush. It says, if a person took a ladder, as just described, and put it next to the Mizbeach, and he climbed up, even climbed up the Psir Gasa, it's not a Brisker Rav, he will not be over on a lav. He will not be over on a lav if he does such a thing. Takes the ladder, puts it next to his Mizbeach, climbs up, he can even climb up with a massive Psir Gasa, a really big gap between his feet. He will not be over on a lav, no Malkus, he can go home with a clear conscience, feeling safe and well, He did his avoda beautifully. Shalom. No love whatsoever. It's a chiddush of the Brisker Rav. And the shayla is, how on earth did he get there?
Good.
So that's the chiddush of the Brisker Rav, and we need to know, for those who don't know already, how we're going to get there. Okay, good. So we came from the beginning with the kasha, how can it be, we had a pasuk which was dealing specifically with the actions you're allowed and not allowed to do, and it comes up with this this din, the Rashi says in Parshas Truma, Rashid's been mavur in the beginning of the Mechilta. You have to know, mavur in the beginning of the Mechilta, that is actually a din in how to construct the Mishkan. So if we're coming from Hilchus, it's not the Brisker Rav, make a proper laning of the pasuk, yeah? The pasuk reads, and we'll do it in slow motion because they didn't hear the suggestion beforehand. The pasuk reads again, Lo Sa'aleh B'Malois. So we'd expect, if it's Lo Sa'aleh B'Malois, should be towards the Mizbeach, La Mizbeach, maybe El Mizbeach. I mean, pasuk is Nishna Zoy. Pasuk says, Lo Sa'aleh B'Malois, Al Mizbechi. Let's do a simple, a literal translation. These are going out of fashion, a bit literal translation. So try and do a literal translation, this pasuk. Don't climb up on steps on my Mizbeach. That sounds like the parasai. Don't climb up with steps on the Mizbeach. But hang on a second. I was on the Ritz Pasar Zara. So if the issa is I need to go from the Ritz Pasar Zara to the Mizbeach, why is it telling me not to climb on steps on the Mizbeach? And the on the Mizbeach is up here. The Ritz Pasar Zara is down there. What does it mean I can't climb on steps on the Mizbeach? If the issue is getting from the floor to the Mizbeach, this pasuk doesn't make any sense. Zot the Brisker Rav, from here you see that for sure the pasuk is telling us, like we said along, there's an Issa Aliyah. However, it's muchak in the pasuk that thing which is it's Asa to climb on, meaning what you can't take steps on towards the Mizbeach, has to have Kedushas Mizbeach. The pasuk says, Lo Sa'aleh B'Malos, Al Mizbechi. Don't do your Aliyah on the Mizbeach. Hang on a second, the Mizbeach is up here, the Ritzbah is down there. Behechrech, it must be there's something between the Ritzbah of the Azara and the Mizbeach, which has got Kedushas Mizbeach. Mikan Lamanu, that's his Rashi in our Parsha, Truma, that there's a Kemesh in the Mizbeach, otherwise how on earth can I climb from the Ritzbah to the Mizbeach up there on the Mizbeach? It must be there's some kind of construction in between the Ritzbah and the Mizbeach, which has got Kedushas Mizbeach. Oh, thus is the Kevish. That's the Kevish. It has to be, otherwise the Pasuk, the Pasuk, Shad, the Pasuk, makes no sense. Which means, if you think about it, for sure the Pasuk is, like the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira, and like the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, being Bechoyev, being Mitzaveh, being Manish on a particular action, you cannot do an Issa Aliyah. That's for sure the topic of the Pasuk, but it's not the Rambam, you'll get Malchus if you do it. But it's muchach, but if a muchach from the pasuk, there must have been a kevish. Because the pasuk says, al mizbechi. And the Brisker Rav is Moisif. If you think about it, later on in the Mechilta, the Rabbi Shmuel himself says, and what about running, taking Psir Gassa in the rest of the Beis HaMikdash? Is the person over on the left if he takes Psir Gassa in the Azara? Is he over on the left if he takes Psir Gassa in the Heichal? Is he over on the left if he takes Psir Gassa in the Kodesh Kodoshim? So the Mechilta says no, The Mechilta is Medayik. Alav, meaning on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to take Psir Gassa, but elsewhere in the Beis HaMikdash you are. You see that the Noisei of Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakhama, who the Brisker Rav learns, are going on a similar kav, on a similar theme. It's a din in a particular makoim. Not just doing an action on a particular makoim. It's muchach, there must be something between the Ritzbas Azara and the Mizbeach, with Kedusha's Mizbeach. That's a kevesh. So, le'oilam, the Pashup Shad is there, that the Pasuk in Yisro is being Oisra Maisa, but Hatzedek in Rashi in the Mechilta in Truma, and the Mechilta there in Yisro, that it must be that there's this construction called a Kevish. Yeah, that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, which means, like we said beforehand, an astounding Chiddush, that if a person takes a lamb and puts it on the Tzafoy, opposite where the Kevish is, on the Tzafoy of the Mizbeach, he takes a lamb and he climbs up with a massive fat Psia. He will not be over on a lav. Why? Because what was he climbing over? Was he climbing over Mizbeach? Absolutely not. He was climbing over the Ritz Pasar Azara. The Ritz Pasar Azara is not the Mizbeach. It has to be the Maisa Aliyah Ha'asura, or the Maisa Psir Gassa Ha'asa, is on top of the Mizbeach. If he climbs up with a ladder on the Tzatzah point, he's not climbing on the Mizbeach, he's climbing on a ladder. The ladder will get him to the Mizbeach. Had the Pasuk said, La Mizbeach, or El Mizbeach, and the Pasuk didn't say that, it said, Al Mizbechi. It has to be on top of the conditions of Mizbech. If you take a lad and you climb up, you will not be over on the lav. That's a chiddush from the Briska Rav, which is the Chayit B'dai from a Pasuk.
What's the difference between a kevish and a lad?
The kevish itself has got conditions of Mizbech.
So in that case, would they be able to be marked the korbanos or the kevish too, or the hechdei chalavim ba'evanim, which fell off, be able to put them back onto the kevish?
Good. So those are sugas aruchos in zvachim menachos. What happens if you are makriv korbanos on the kevish, or if you had a machshava to be makriv the korbanos on the kevish and not mizbech? There's sugas aruchos, but like you said, they become sugas, and it fits very well with this Torah from the Briska Rav. Oh, now, good. So if you think about it, that's the Hamadas Hadvarim of the Briska Rav. And like I said, while we could, we'll perhaps now ask a kashan the Briska Rav, but Lule Dvarav, we might never have even noticed this Rashi and Truma. Okay, good. But that seemingly is a yishuv of the Rashi and Truma. So now, if you make a cheshbon, let's make the following cheshbon, I think it comes out, and others I spoke to agree there seems to be a problem in cheshbon. The Briska Rav announced right at the beginning, he learned about the Mechilta, there were two different days in the Mechilta. There was a Tanakama and a Rabbi Shmuel. Just before we do that, let's just see. The second question the Rav asked, let's just finish off what we started. The second question the Rav asked was, how did you get from action to construction? That would be Asher. He also asked, why are these things talibi habaha? He said, if the problem isn't Issa Aliyah, how's your solution in Kevesh? It's only a quarter of a solution. So our answer is beautiful. Fakhed. Enachinami is talibi habaha. We thought at the beginning that there was a problem called an Issa Aliyah and the solution would be a Kevesh. Enachinami, that's not the case, but it's still Taliyah Habahab, it goes in reverse. It's not there's a problem called Aliyah, and the solution is a Kevish. On the contrary, the existence of the Kevish is what facilitates the possibility of being over on the Issa. Would there to be no Kevish, if you've only got ladders, you won't be over on the Issa. So they are Taliyah Habahab, but the opposite way around. You need to have a Kevish to facilitate the Issa. The Kevish doesn't solve the problem, the Kevish allows for the existence of the problem in the first place. So they are Taliyah Habahab. Just in the opposite direction. Good. Back to our cheshbon. There's a Tanakama and a Rabbi Shmuel in the Mechilta. The Tanakama, you have to know what the machlokes is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, the Rabbi Shmuel said, Hare the Kana wearing Michlasai. So the problem must be a problem of Psia Gasa. Whereas the Tanakama said the problem was a straight problem of going up and going down. You have to know, if other the Tanakama knew the Kana wearing Michlasai. That itself needs a bit of a limit to work out what the machlokes is. But the Maisa, there's a Tanakama and a Rabbi Shmuel in the Mechilta. So it comes out, Bishleim according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you're the Chiddush of the Briska Rav. There's now a Kevesh which is going to Mizbeach, which is Meshuppah, it's nicely sloped, it's 32 amos long, 16 amos wide. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I can work out very, very well how a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, anyone in the Beis HaMikdash, would be over on the Issa of Lo Sa'aleh B'malis. What will he do? He'll run up the Kevesh with Psius Gassos, so it'll take long Psius Gassos up the Kevesh. Very good. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I have a heichi timtza for how you can be over on the lav. Yeah, we asked, for those of you who weren't here, we asked at the beginning of the second perek of Yuma, there it says the Kohanim were ratzin on the Mizbeach, to see if he's zoicha and the Trumas Nadeshin. Yeah, the Rishonim asked the Kasha how they can do that. So whatever their answer is. But Bishleima, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have a heichi timtza, we have a practical possibility of being over on this. If someone takes Psir Gassa or runs up the Kevesh, he ran on Mizbechi with a Psir Gassa, he'll be over on the Issa, Lo Sa'aleh B'malis, according to the Rambam. The Issa has Malkus. Good. That's all fine. No, and what about the Tanakama? Tanakama says, Psir Gassa is not what's asan. Tanakama says, you have to do a Maisa of Aliyah, which means going up steps, going up a ladder, making some kind of movement on a vertical construction. So it seems like the Rav said, as we'd say, Yeshiva is too good. He was Miyasha very well, a Hechitimta for the Issa in Rabbi Shmuel, and it was Miyasha very well how Rashi in Truma turned a pasuk which seemed to be speaking about action into a pasuk which was speaking about construction. It was Miyasha the Mechilta. He said the Chiddush Ledin, that if you put a ladder on the other side of the Mizbeach, you will not be over on the Issa. But now, according to the Tanakama, what's going to be the Hechitimta for being over on the Issa? Psir Gassa is not good enough for the Tanakama. Tanakama says it has to be Mamash Maisa Ali on some kind of vertical construction. But the Briska Rav said it has to be over on the Issa, you have to climb Al Mizbechi. And what's that thing which has got Al Mizbechi? The Kevesh. The Kevesh is Meshuppa B'chalak. It's smooth. So how according to the Tanakama, are you going to be over on the Issa?
From the mini round to the bigger round, instead of going all the way and then up, you jump. While you're going up to there, you can jump.
You mean you jump from the Sevev onto the Mizbeach. Good. That's a very good suggestion. So, yeah, we have to know if the Soyviv is Bichlal, the beginning of your step wasn't from something which is Al-Mizbechi, but it could be, it could well be. And if you tell me, this is, I don't think this is legitimate, just to be Melchadid as a Shaila, you'll tell me, and I don't think this is correct, maybe if you built the Kevesh wrong, instead of building the Kevesh,
steps.
Yeah, you built the Kevesh made out of steps, like this, a graded Kevesh rather than a smooth ramp. Maybe that, according to the Tanakh, was the way you have to be able. But here, Rabbi Yisrael, you'll have to know. Is that correct? Hare kol koichei shel briska rov was, to be able to love, you have to climb al mizbechi. So if you build a kevesh in the way which is not halakhic, it's the wrong way to build a kevesh, would it still have the kedushas al mizbechi? That would have to learn up and know. To be messiah with two other points, which are, because I said, that seems to be a kasha in the briska rov, yeah? I think they took this kasha to his son, and I think in his letter he was moideh, but the kasha's a kasha. But again, lulei divrei Briskarov, it could be that no one would have been discussing this in the first place. It's a beautiful yishuv, the pasuk and the rashi and the mechilta. Just to be messiah with two other points which are kedai to be in the sugya. Like we said at the beginning, Tosis Yishanim, in the beginning of the second parak of Yuma, asked the kasha, how can it be the kohanim ran up? How can they run up the mizbeach? Harei the finir bishma, which is steamer like a mora in sekundum basin of base. It's a psir gasa. So Tosis Yishanim is mechadesh that the itza of psir gasa, or according to the Tanakh, to be Oynab Malois, was only an Issa Shas Avoida. And when they were running up to see who would be Zoichen Avoida, that was not yet Shas Avoida. So just to be Mari Makum to you, the Chinuch, when he brings, at the end of Parshat Yisrael, this mitzvah, he says this mitzvah is no Heges, Bein Ba'anashim, Bein Ba'anashim. This mitzvah applies to everyone in Klal Yisrael. If a lady happens to make her way into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, and she took serious gasses towards the Mizbeach, on something which has got condition in his Bayach, she'd also be over on the love. So it sounds like the Chinuch is learning differently than Mitzayan, the Haraz on the Chinuch. He's learning differently from the Tosfos Yerushalmi. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says that this is an Issa Dafka B'Shas Avoida, which sounds like it's something which is related specifically to Kohanim. And yet the Chinuch said this is no Heges, Bein Ba'anashim, all Anashim, Bein Ba'anashim. It sounds like he's going to have a different Mahalach, how to Mimiyashem, the Kasha from the Mishnah in Yuma. And just one last thing, again, we certainly don't have time to speak about this now. One last thing, this the Baruch doesn't address, even though he's been signed. Rashi in, we mentioned beforehand, Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara there says there are four things which the Mizbeach always needs to have. They're Ba'akev, and if you don't have them, you don't have a Mizbeach. One of them, says the Gemara, is a Kevesh. If you don't have a Kevesh, you don't have proper Teres Mizbeach. The Gemara says, how do I know what things are li'ikuva, if you don't have proper teres mizbeach? Said, whatever the pasuk says, ha mizbeach, with a hey idea at the beginning, when it says ha mizbeach, then you know that this thing is li'ikuva. Again, the Gemara said, you need to have a kevesh, it's li'ikuva. The Gemara also said, how do I know those things which are li'ikuva or not? Those things about which it says in the pasuk, ha mizbeach. It's not the Rashi, where does it say ha mizbeach? To do with the kevesh. If we were writing, we'd be quite stunned by the Gemara, because we just found the Makor from the Kevesh lying in a Rashi in Truma, being with Sion, a pasuk in Yisra, which we might not have learned that way. Since Rashi, there's a pasuk in Vayikra Vav, El Pnei HaMizbeach. The ponim of the Mizbeach, says Rashi, is the Kevesh. So that you just have to put these things together. Rashi in Truma. In this week's Parsha says, Mikan Lamanu, from the pasuk in Yisroi, Kafshan in the Mechilta, in Yisroi, the existence of Kevesh, with all the terror that a Rav said, and yet in Zvachim, that's on a base of an Aleph, Rashi says the Kevesh is learned from a different place entirely, from El Pnei HaMizbeach. So I leave you with that, a good Chodesh Goyach. Hey, Shmi, Abu Mahur.